You're listening to Lavender Language with your host, me, Adrian Ramirez. On this special episode of Lavender Language, we're catching up with some of our favorite past guests and asking them their top three songs of 2020. And on this episode, we're speaking with Antonio and Ricardo.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to Lavender Language again, Antonio. Hello. Ricardo, thank you so much for joining me on this final hurrah of 2020.
Pleasure. It's been a year.
Honey, it's been a year. And even since last we spoke, which was, so for the original recording of the podcast would have been last year. So we this wasn't even like a thought in our heads that this could even be a thing.
Yeah.
And then we did kind of the follow-up interview, which was kind of
mid-June?
That was like June or May or something like that. Like it was like mid-COVID. So we were all like very much in a place of like, where is this going to take us? And now here we are, final breaths of 2020. And I thought I'd do something a bit fun and ask some of my favorite guests of the podcast some music that has gotten them through 2020. But first, I'd like to know what you kids have been up to.
Oh, life changed.
Yes.
At the moment, I am taking, well, I'm going to start to take a course to become a Pilates instructor.
Go off, queen. Love that. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So you will see me like with all yummy mummies soon.
Honey, if they got the paycheck, absolutely. You got the talent.
Absolutely. And great body, hot body. I can't wait for that to come.
I know. Actually, I'm probably going to become one of your clients.
I can't wait.
Okay, great. I'm not a great yoga person, but I once was told by a Pilates instructor that I have great form.
Yes.
Pilates. So I'll be a good student.
Well, I'm doing with machineries.
Oh, yes. What is that called?
Apparatuses. Yeah, I have like Cadillac and like all those fantastic machines that are all, yeah, they're very like design BDSM and I absolutely adore them.
I love that. I love
like,
that.
Every time I post something on my stories, people are like, wait, what are you doing today? Like, no, it's just exercise.
And you, Tony, what are you up to? What have you been up to?
I've just been, I don't know, I've just been in a retail hall. I've just been,
honey,
you know, like after the first lockdown, I suddenly, like on my lap, I became like a business manager of this brand. And now I had to suddenly deal with, selling a clothing brand during like COVID with no shop and like online and trying to like reform this whole thing. And it's just basically what I've been doing, which is sometimes interesting and fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a bit like, what the fuck?
Yes. Well, I feel like you both are sort of in a similar existence as me, which is that we are artists and this is, we have a calling. We have a calling that's kind of bigger than us. I feel that. And I get the sense from your work that, you know, your work is often bigger than you are. It's not so attached to who Ricardo is and who Antonio is, but you guys are creating something bigger. But we need to survive and we need to eat and pay our bills. So, this feels more like a, our work is who we are and the work that pays our bills becomes another facet of us. And it's not something that we need to kind of like, one, be ashamed of, or two, kind of not identify with. It's just another thing. It's another facet, another string to our bow.
Exactly. We need to like, a successful artist should not be someone who just makes a living out of their own art. That's just the lucky privileged artists.
Absolutely.
A successful artist nowadays can and should, or probably does look like someone who does and puts the art in certain places and keeps doing their practice, but also has secondary jobs and potentially teaches and does artist talks and those other things. And that needs to be normalized in a sense where you don't need to be like hiding that side of your life, be ashamed of like, having to do that. I mean, we also live in London, right? which is fucking expensive. So
yes, and surprisingly, I mean, even though it has got somewhat cheaper during Corona, it's not like all of a sudden we're living in apartments for less than a grand. I mean,
Brexit.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
The supermarkets will go up and become expensive. So
we just
hopefully the house market will crash and we can buy a house for like, you know, £3.50 or something.
We can only hope. We can only hope. Yeah, and I agree. I think it is something that we need to normalize much more. And the way that we present ourselves and the way that other artists and other kind of more formidable artists in the scene can also talk about having secondary work be just as important as your art.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's part of our life. So
I mean, develops you absolutely. as a, if anything.
Absolutely. Can I please hear your first song? So we're talking about three tracks that have gotten you through 2020. Now, they do not need to be from 2020. They can be from any time, but please, let's hear your first one.
So I think the first big discovery for me in 2020 was a few months ago, and it was Angèle, that she just became very big, known because she sang with Dua Lipa. And I'm
great obsessed. Song with Dua Lipa.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm obsessed with her album Brol, La Suite from 2018, I think.
I do like it. I love the album. The song with Dua Lipa, it's okay.
do you think it's her kind of a bit watered down for mainstream?
I don't know. I'm just like, it's fine. It's a fun song, but
it's a very fun song, but it's very, I would say, much more Dua Lipa song rather than Angèle. Song, you know.
Sure. And so then the track from Angèle that you're choosing.
Yes, is Flu.
And tell me why this has got you through.
I don't know.
What does it do for you?
I really like the sonority. Like, it's a sort of like very nice song mixed with sort of like dancey electronic at some point. I mean, I wouldn't really say like hard electronic though. Like, yeah, don't think Berlin.
Okay. Okay.
A harder beat.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't.
And
I wouldn't describe it like that.
Okay.
And yeah, and I think like, I don't know, it's just a very, it's also like very nice lyrics, to be honest, but they're mainly like in French. Well, mainly it's a French song.
They're all in French.
She is a French artist. Yeah.
They're 100% in
Belgian
French.
Art, actually.
Oh, she's Belgian. Okay, fierce. Yes. But she sings in French.
I said it like days ago to like a guy on Instagram and he was like, oh, she's not French, she's Belgian. I'm like, okay, sorry.
Okay. Love that. I love that. I mean, so what sort of vibe, what are you guys like, what sort of mood are you in when you're putting that on?
Ooh, I'm traveling.
Okay. You're like, she's on the move.
She's on the move. Okay. She's into it. Yeah. And she's also like bouncing her head in, you know, like in the tube a little bit.
Okay. Love that.
Lip syncing.
Behind the mask. Yes. Listen. Honestly, sometimes I don't even have to put my mask on, but I will put my mask on if I'm listening to a song that I must sing along to.
Yeah. I'm trying to be better still from like my nose up, but my mouth is just
like
singing it.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I wonder what, there has been so much sort of loss in 2020, and that's sort of like loss of space and loss of work, and unfortunately some for, you know, loved ones, and I wonder how you both have been dealing with that sort of that grieving.
I mean, we've been lucky. I got a promotion in all of this, so
honey, there you go. Okay.
So did I.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I mean, like, very privileged.
And so did Todd.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We're really like not, a bit out of touch when it comes to that.
But I guess, that's amazing that you guys have been able to find professional growth in that way. And I wonder about more the loss of your performance work, because you both perform in person. It's very physical performance. It's the energy that is between you and the audience is very important. And I wonder how you guys have dealt with that.
It's been very hard in that side. Like, to be honest with you, I would say that probably like in the last 3 months, I rarely thought about performance or anything artistic. And I find that very hard.
I think I also, same for me. I kind of just forgot.
Yeah, just close that into a little...
I just forgot that it existed as a part of something I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite hard to deal with because, well, first of all, we have like commissions in the next year, theoretically. So we have things happening in 2021. And we have a new commission for sort of like around the mid-year. I went to the first meeting with them to talk about, you know, ideas and things like that. And I'm like, it's still 6 months away and it's so far. And I was like, sort of like just, I dropped from this kind of like, wait, what's happening? Oh, I'm an artist, wait. And I had that moment of sort of like, okay, so I need to find myself again somehow.
Did you feel like you were performing being an artist? I wasn't in that meeting because I was working, but...
No, not really, because very luckily I read an article that I was like, my performance is going to be about that. Like,
amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
It is difficult. I mean, I remember us talking about, we all trained at different dance schools. I mean, you guys trained at the same dance school, but we all trained in dance and got our degrees in dance. And when you leave university, your practice and your life changes because you don't have the accessibility, you don't have the access to that time and that space and that headspace, which is kind of the most important thing. And so dealing with the loss of like your identity as like this one thing, you're like, because when I was in university, I was like dance 40 hours a week. So I was a dancer. And whenever I met anybody, I was a dancer. I didn't work at the clothing store I worked at. It was, I'm a dancer because that's all that's in my head. And when I left those spaces, it felt really strange for me to call myself a dancer because I wasn't doing it in the same way. Mm-hmm. But now I still feel very much like a dancer. It's not the space that I inhabit all the time. And can I do 4 pirouettes in front of you right now? No, and they probably look really whack as hell if I tried. But
that's fun.
But it's like that is constantly informing me. So I can easily access it in my heart more than I used to be able to. And I wonder if that's the same for you. If you know, obviously, just to survive, you guys have had to put different hats on. Mm-hmm. But that artistic side is always easily accessible.
Yes.
No, it is. Yeah. And I mean, we, you know, it's not like we've stopped and it's not going to continue happening. Mm. It's just a matter of, I guess it's also, when do we allow ourselves to fully go into it? Because then it's like, why do we go into it? Because we're going to go into a lockdown again and then we have to like retrieve it once more. And then it's just like, might as well just, I almost feel like put it to the side, focus on this like muggle job that you have right now. And then I guess when it actually comes to it, then you do it. Although it doesn't really work like that in real life because we are supposed to be preparing the performance for July right now, according to the agreement we have with the people.
But, okay. Hopefully they don't listen to this.
Like I said, because I haven't been thinking about it at all because at least you just pretended to forget that it existed as a... maybe a coping mechanism.
Yeah. And I think as well, it has to be probably with like this, like, maybe like, as you said, like coping mechanism, but like, I remember that I was thinking about performance and about art and things when I had a routine. So I would find moments to think about it. You know, like I pose a lot for like artists, like painters and like university, and I life model a lot. And that for me was a great moment when to think about my practice.
Sure.
And right now I don't have that anymore. I'm posing for an artist, but like we are chatting. So I'm like, that's very different, you know?
Sure.
And I wonder how much like that area that now is not there anymore, you know, like how to find it again, because I guess I'm home. I'm always like doing
and
stuff.
Also because we're always home. So because it becomes this environment where it's not really stimulating anymore.
Sure.
It's just always the same. And then we end up just, in a computer or a PlayStation, or you're just gonna go and
running behind the cats,
or like, big cats. And then it just doesn't happen. But it will start happening.
Yes, of course. Well, honey, it has to. You guys have a commission, and that's brilliant. Yeah,
exactly. It has to.
And we do have some projects that we just started talking about as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, it comes from us. It's nothing to do with any commissions or anything. And we've been talking amongst ourselves a little bit and reached out to one person to collaborate in that. And we are going to talk to another person as well, the videographer, at some point.
Yes. Okay.
I think we missed.
I know what you're talking about now. I'm like, hey, what's happening?
Yeah, latex.
Like, you have projects?
Okay. Video and latex.
Yes.
Okay.
Lovely. Well, that's exciting stuff then.
So, yeah, it will happen some exciting things next year for sure. It will be different from this year.
Yeah.
That we will make certain of.
Yeah.
It's just.
But then again, we will have to see how the world is, you know?
Sure. Course. Can we get your second track?
We were listening a lot to Billie Eilish. What's the name? I Got Everything I Wanted.
Everything I Wanted.
Everything I Wanted.
Yes, that's the name,
right?
Yeah.
Right. You know, do you know that one?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. I mean, I like Eilish, basically, kind of.
Are you guys big Billy stans? Billy fans?
I'm never a diehard fan of anyone, really.
Okay. Do I sing in the shower? Yes.
I listen to the whole album and enjoy almost every song? Yeah, there's like maybe like two that I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
The rest is quite nice.
Right. Yes. I love that. And so what about that song in particular is like really kind of...
Well, definitely the way, like the kind of like the rhythm of the way she speaks and like the tone. That's something I really like about her. She's like very soothing with her, like kind of with her voice and the way she sings / whispers.
Yeah.
But then like the contrast with always this sort of like beat, hard bass.
I find that what she has that is very nice as well is like the phrasing of her words.
It's just what it does, that kind of music for me, it's just it's more like a state. Does that make like listening? I mean I don't get high, but like it's just like I'm just kind of floating with it a bit and just going along. So it has that sort of like emotional state for me that I like being in, and that's what I like in music. That's why I listen a lot to the like alternative electronic, like FK Twigs, that does the same thing for me, or like Simply, which is that kind of like soft female voice over this electronic journey. So that's what I like about it.
We love Billy. That's a great song. It took her like a year to write that song. It was originally supposed to be on the on her album. Yeah, but they didn't finish writing it. So
also really like, because it's really about like right about her relationship with her brother, and that's just nice.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you know, like all these songs that were supposed to be in the albums, that is one, and the other one is, I mean,
I don't want to be you anymore.
No. People Have Been Said by Christine and the Queens.
Is that your third track that you're choosing?
No. But that is.
Oh, all, okay.
But
that is also a very
yeah.
love. People I've Been Sad. Oh, so I'd like to ask, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? Obviously, we've had everything like kind of ripped out from underneath us in 2020, and maybe we can, with that knowledge, we can now take that ability to adapt and apply it forever, hopefully. And so in 2021, I wonder what you guys are most optimistic for or most looking forward to.
People.
Yeah.
I think it's what I'm most looking forward to. Like, yeah, it's not.
I'm not.
Okay.
No, I hate people so much.
Okay, so Ricardo, it's people. I mean, I understand. Yeah, I feel that same way. Yeah.
Like, I need chats. Like, I think to develop as a person, I need to sort of, like, know different people and, like, chat with them and sort of, like, make sense through other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Absolutely. That makes total sense. And I agree. Tony?
I am hoping that I will feel a bit more stable in terms of this new job as well. And I'm looking forward to actually be able to focus on a lot of different projects, artistic ones and also entrepreneurial ones that I've been just creating in my mind throughout.
Amazing.
That I just keep, you know, building up there, and I'm like, I can make that happen. I will make that happen. Yeah, I will make that business be a thing. But obviously, it's just been impossible this year. I'm looking forward to potentially be able to look into that as an actual possibility.
Starting a business.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a
possibly.
Let's not call it anything for now.
Yeah. He makes business.
Okay, lovely. Well, that's nice. Okay, so for your third track, what do we have?
This song called Corp by
Yavult.
Isolt, yeah. I think.
Okay.
Her name. And is this black French artist, beautiful voice, very sort of like touching, just piano and her voice. And I discovered her on Colors, you know, like the YouTube videos.
Okay.
And she released this, she called it Opera, it's like three songs, and it's just piano and her, very
it's
French.
New Opera.
New Opera, yeah. Very okay. French. Very, very beautiful voice. And I have a thing for like beautiful female voices. So,
Who doesn't?
J'ai ce bruit dans la tête, j'aimerais que ça cesse, mais en vain. J'ouvre un peu les yeux, des couleurs, des photos me reviennent. J'ai ce bruit dans la tête, faut que ça cesse. I mean, to be honest, I think that the 95% of my Apple Music is female.
Oh my God, she's an Apple Music girl. Okay, we're dealing with Apple Music people here. Yeah. This is very interesting to me. Just kidding, I love that for you. Okay, I mean, same. I would say 99% of the music that I listen to are female singer-songwriters.
Yeah, same.
I think same.
100%. If, like, no. There's a 5% that is not female because it's like, ooh, classical.
Give me one.
People.
Proper classical, like composers.
It's over.
Fair enough.
It's just ghosts at this point.
Tony, do you have a choice? I'll give you a choice. Another song. I'm talking about a song that literally, like, this, you will, when you listen to the song, you will think 2020 and what a fucking crazy time that was.
I think probably then Midnight Sky.
Miley Cyrus. Amazing. The midnight sky is the road I'm taking. Head high up in the Well, thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's been a real pleasure, and it's always fun talking with you both. And I'm really excited to see what 2021 has in store for you both, for all of us.
For all of us, yeah.
We'll see. Well, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for your contributions. And I hope you listen to this very, very chaotic playlist with lots of love. I think it's going to be a wild ride, and I'm ready to put it together. Hopefully people boogie and cry. And listen, that's a perfect playlist for me. I want to boogie. I want to boot scoot and boogie, and I want to cry.
Yeah. And cry while you boogie.
Yeah.
And cry while I boogie. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Sounds like a perfect day.
Perfect. Yeah, truly. Okay, thank you both so much. I'll talk to you very, very soon, okay?
Cool. Bye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye. Ciao.
You've been listening to Lavender Language with your host, me, Adrian Ramirez. Sound engineered by Edmund Shaw and produced by Tawny Kadrez Freda. Follow and reach out to us on Instagram at Lavender Language and at Adrian.Ramirez. Like, subscribe, and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you procure your favorite podcasts. See you next time.